God's word for our consideration this evening, to nourish us, to strengthen us, to guide us, is from the gospel lesson on this one verse. Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. So far, God's word for our consideration this evening. You know, as you think back on your life, the life that you've been living as a child of God, you've probably heard several things. And you've probably used sometimes these words that we have all used at times. They're silly phrases, but one may be sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Or we could have used the silly phrase, cross my heart and hope to die. Or even step on a crack and break your mother's back. Or we probably have said, that's the last straw that breaks the camel's back. Right? We've heard. We haven't really given it a thought. But sometimes those phrases can be reality. Really burdens and worries. There was a movie that was called John Q. Denzel Washington starred in that movie, John Q. It was John Q. Archibald. That was his name. And he was burdened because his son needed heart surgery. But yet, his insurance company downgraded his insurance so he couldn't afford the $250,000 surgery for his son. So what did he do? He did what any kind father, or maybe not kind father, but he went into the hospital and he took hostages, nurses and doctors, because he wanted his son's health. He was so burdened, so whipped by those burdens that he felt, that he had to do something drastically. Aren't we burdened by so many things? You think about it, and the last year has been really a topsy-turvy kind of year. And then the vaccines roll out, and oh boy, we gotta have the vaccine, and we gotta step in line of everybody else, because we're more important. I know I felt that way. I'm over 65. I've got underlying conditions. I should really get the vaccine before anyone. It's kind of a burden, kind of a worrisome thing that can keep people up all night, kind of break their back. But here in the scripture, we're shown someone who really broke his back for us. You know, I was reading an article on the instrument that they used to flog Jesus. You ever think about that? Ever think about the instrument that was used? Because a flogger or a scourger that they used was a whip. But on the ends of those whips, the leather pieces, they used metal, spears, and little things that would just gouge into someone's back. That's what Jesus faced for us. Faced for all of our sins that we have committed in thought, word, and deed, the sins of jealousy, pride, anger, hostility, all of those things that we have committed against God, against each other. And Jesus suffered the scourge, the flogging. And just in the few verses afterwards, you read in chapter 19, is the soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and pushed it down on his head. So you see the pictures of the crown of thorns and the blood. And then the humiliating act of putting a purple robe on him and coming up to him again and again, "Hail, King of the Jews." And in some Gospels it says, "Prophesy to us who slapped you." It's amazing what Jesus went through for us. For our worries, for our anxieties, the times when we're like John Q, when we feel the world is pressing down upon us and there's no way out. You know, we hear it time and time again about somebody who feels there's no way out and they end their own life. Sadly, they buckle. Sadly, those things happen. And yet, to bring people that word of God, the word that tells us that Jesus laid down his life for us, suffered on the cross, suffered the suffocation of everything in his body, just for us, to give us eternal life and forgiveness of sins, and to tell us how precious we are, how precious each and every one of us is in God's sight. But Jesus says that there's forgiveness in all sins except one, and that's the sin against the Holy Spirit. So he lays bare that there's no sin that God will not forgive except for that one sin against the Holy Spirit. So God is there to forgive each and every sin that we have committed. And it's just laid bare in this, what Jesus did for us, to take care of us, to carry us, to carry our burdens, the burdens that we bear, the burdens that we feel, the anxious moments that we have, the worrisome times we have. I know I've shared with you that I don't like flying. I hate it. Yes, I'll go on a plane, but from the moment that I get seated, I start praying. I'm praying for the pilots, I'm praying for the stewardesses, I'm praying for the people that are on the plane, I'm praying for myself. It's those anxious moments that I have. And then lately, when you hear of pedestrian accidents, pedestrians getting hit in the cities, I'm out walking. And I have these worrisome feel, you know, these anxious moments, so it's my prayer time. But I know that God will watch out for me. And he will watch out for those who are walking, as he watches out for each and every one of us. So we're reminded tonight, as we read the gospel, that as Pilate had his soldiers flog Jesus, that this was just not a petty slap across the face or a little whip on the back. This was a horrible whipping that Jesus endured for each and every one of us to give us the greatest gift of eternal life and forgiveness of sins. In Christ's holy name, amen.